AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 7 contests in 5 states in the chase for convention delegates. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump split the 4 GOP races, Cruz taking Kansas and Maine while Trump won Louisiana and Kentucky. Marco Rubio says he's staying in the race, campaigning yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida, his home state, and one that he has to win in the coming primary.
Conservatism is not how loud can you be, how offensive can you be, how many bad words can you say, how many ridiculous things can you say on television. That is not conservatism. Conservatism is adhering to the Constitution of the United States.
Bernie Sanders took 2 of the 3 Democratic Party contests yesterday.
We won in Kansas with a good vote. One in Nebraska with a good vote.
Hillary Clinton, however, walks away with the most delegates based on her strong showings in both of those states and a win in Louisiana. The 2 will debate tonight in Flint, Michigan. 1/2 foot of rain has fallen in Northern California, and the storm should bring more rain today as far south as Southern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the mountains are catching a lot of snow.
The Sierra Nevada mountains, as you get up into the some of the higher elevations where some of the ski resorts are, they're going to pick up several feet of snow just this weekend with this system.
Second front is coming in right behind this weekend storm, bringing more rain and snow to the Pacific Northwest and California. A 58-year-old Montgomery, Alabama man shot and killed by a city police officer has been laid to rest. Family members, friends, and former classmates attended Gregory Gunn's funeral yesterday. State Representative Alvin Holmes says the city police department has to improve.
We are continuing to work with the Montgomery Police Department of trying to have a better understanding between the police department and the community.
Gunn was killed while walking home early in the morning, February 25th. The officer is charged with murder. This is AP Radio News. Thousands of overweight sailors are getting another chance to slim down before they're kicked out of the service. AP's Julie Watson reports that the service is trying to adjust its criteria to fit.
Navy Secretary Ray Mabus emphasized they're not lowering the standards, but he said it's just not realistic, the tables they were using, and that they were weeding out people that had more muscular, bigger builds that are more common today.
The new rule gives the sailors who have failed 3 or more previous body fat tests one more chance to meet their weight requirements under the new, more lenient guidelines. Navy is also considering larger uniform sizes for the first time in some 20 years. First bids to the big dance are being handed out. Austin Peay earns an automatic NCAA tournament berth by winning the Ohio Valley Conference tournament. And Yale clinched the Ivy League's automatic NCAA bid with a 71-55 win over Columbia. First appearance for Yale in a tournament since 1962. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.